Now it's on to the Sweet 16.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Thought Iron Eagle was going to say Kansas State out of nowhere, the second half.
Yeah, that was a good cover.
That second half was, it was a thing of beauty.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was really good. There wasn't like a ton of fun as far as that sort of thing went over the four days of the tournament.
Yeah.
When, wins and losses. But that one was excellent. Our guy Marquise Noel draining tons of shots, Kansas State, and the coach Jerome Tang. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big tang. Tang. Absolutely loved it. Maybe Kansas State can keep it rolling tonight against Tom Izzo and Michigan State over Madison Square Garden here. There'll be the first game of the tournament coming up in about, 2.5 hours? We'll have a first to 15 bet that we'll be sweating out during the power hour. Absolutely love it. We'll get into that game and the rest of the games in the round of 16 with our guest Brad Evans in just a second. I want to remind our live audience, coming up 20 minutes from now, going to give you a bunch of fantasy football takes on NFL free agency news that we've seen over the course of the last week, including a news item that dropped last hour courtesy of ESPN's Adam Schefter, that former Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed down his next team to three choices, one of which, division rival for the Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles. Our pal Sam Panayotovic stops by in 40 minutes talking college hoops. A lot still to do on the show, but joining us right now, the aforementioned Brad Evans, one of the stars of the Live on the Line sports betting television show presented by BetMGM. Also does great work for our friends over at Bally Sports. It was great to meet Brad in person this past weekend in Vegas. They were doing Live on the Line from Mandalay Bay, the same site that we were broadcasting from in the city that never sleeps. Brad, of course, on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken, my friend. How's it going? Hola.
Hola, amigos. My liver is still ordering drinks at the Mandalay Bay Bar. I spent a pretty penny there over the 4 days watching all the college basketball action. I will say this, folks, if you've never been to Vegas or the NCAA tournament, you're doing yourself a terrible disservice on the race to 15 wagers alone. They were spectacular, especially the Fairleigh Dickinson one, cashing at +325 against PU.
Brad, I know we obviously had a chance to meet you out in Vegas and enjoyed that. There were, along with tens of thousands of other people at all the sports books in Vegas last week. A lot of people going to be in Vegas this weekend because obviously the West Regionals out there at T-Mobile Arena, maybe like the best regional in terms of four, maybe of the most talented teams we have left in the tournament. Those two games are tonight. Why don't we start with those two? Because I just feel like the intrigue and expectation for those is maybe a little bit bigger than some of the other games. UConn 3.5 against Arkansas. Money has come in on Gonzaga, now UCLA down to 1 in that game. Again, a couple starters for UCLA. We're not really sure if they're going to play, like a little murkiness of an injury report. Maybe that's creating some of the line movement. But Arkansas, UConn, UCLA, Gonzaga, like big time Sweet 16 games. Any bets in those games that you feel very confident about, Brad?
Yeah, of course. I've got a lot of tickets out there and available, as I always have them on my
Of course was an amazing answer to the question. Yes. Like, duh, you idiot.
Yeah,
of course
you
I do.
Moron. Right, yeah.
Well, I'm a next level DJ this time of year. I have wagers on literally every single game, sometimes multiple tickets on one affair. And I've got tickets, of course, open on the pair of matchups you just, displayed in front of me. So let's go ahead and start diving in, knife and fork in hand. And on the UConn game, I've got an SGP that I built at BetMGM, and I got this at +105. I'm going to take the Huskies, on that money line and the over 131.5 on an all total. Look, I think UConn is going to be challenged. They're going to be contested. Arkansas really gets after you on the inside. They're very aggressive and assertive on their dribble drives and ability to kiss it off the glass for two very good defensive team as well their last eight games. Just kind of subpar defensively, statistically speaking, but though better with the eye test. Number 123 in EFG defense during that stretch. I think the biggest key in this game is Arkansas and whether or not they can, show up wet from outside, which has been rather erratic and inconsistent area shooting for them. Now, they have shot the ball better from distance, 34.4% their last eight games, but they're still, over that same stretch, number 231, an effective field goal percentage offense. I think UConn has the edge in the interior with Sanogo, with Klingon off the bench. Those bigs, I think, are really going to eat early and often, and they got some fantastic complementary weapons that can make some outside shots consistently. And if that shows up tonight, I think UConn's going to win. on this money line. And I believe, too, the total will hit on the suppressed alt total I have on the 131.5. So that's how I'm playing this game this evening. And then the other matchup, you know, out west, Gonzaga-UCLA is going to be a rather thrilling contest. It's one I'm honestly most excited to watch. And I've got the Zags on the money line. I grab it at a plus 115 when that line opened. I think it's a little bit lower now at BetMGM on the money line, but still at plus odds. I would jump all over that opportunity. Gonzaga team, elite offensively, as we know. Over the last month, they're shooting a whopping 60.5% inside the arc and over 39% outside of it. This is a game with Jalen Clark out of action, the best defender, not only for UCLA, but really you could argue in the entire country, given Singleton's injuries, also, you know, given Bonas' injuries as well. I really think that's going to be a complexity that UCLA cannot overcome. So they don't really have the depth. They're an excellent defensive team with Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez and some of the leftovers on that roster. But offensively, number 195 EFG offense in their last 30 games, advantage Bulldogs. They're going to earn their bacon strips tonight, and I think they're going to survive and advance in the NCAA tournament, get the win straight up.
All right, those are the two games in the West region coming up tonight on Thursday night. Brad, what about the two games in the East region over by in my neck of the woods here, Madison Square Garden, where Michigan State, the Fighting Tom Izzo's, 1.5 against K-State, 138.5 the total. And then Tennessee, about a 5 or 5.5 point favorite against upstart Florida Atlantic, the Owls, total 129.5. Michigan State, K-State, FAU, Tennessee. What do you got?
Well, let's tip it off with the first game that we're going to watch tonight, and that is K-State, Michigan State. And I really think that the Wildcats are flying a little bit under the radar. Everybody and their great-grandmother seems to be on the Spartans. They're like, hey, let's tap the cake, baby. Cake stands for everybody. The Sparty party's going to continue on. And I'm going to take them all the way to the Final Four because you never fade for Shizumai Izzo in the month of March. But here is the greatest eyesore right now for the Spartans. They are number 302 in effective field goal percentage defense. Let me repeat that. Number 302 is a ranking nationally in EFG defense over the last 30 days. They've been shooting lights out, especially from outside here in the NCAA tournament, heading well north of 40%. From distance, but Kansas State defends fairly well, and they're a fantastic offensive team with dynamic guards. Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel, a kid from Brooklyn, and brings that street ball toughness and mentality, and a guy that has limitless range, as we have seen repeatedly this season. I think K-State's just flat out the better team. They're also going to speed up Sparty, who prefers more of a half-court kind of old-school Big Ten style. Kansas State, number 41, adjusts the tempo, likes to rev the engine. And if the offense is firing and clicking tonight, I think they're going to win, and they're going to win by 5 or more points. So the way I'm playing it, because I'm a coward, I OGP'd it at BetMGM. I'm going to take Kansas State +6.5. And then on a suppressed total, I'm going to take the over on 130.5. I think K-State will dictate pace. And I also look Kansas State on the over 68.5 team total points. I think they're cracking 70 in this one, again, given the glaring weakness defensively of Michigan State.
Brad, if we go to Friday, it's just, and it's kind of the way the games have just, it's luck, right? The way the games have been distributed. The Thursday games figure to be more competitive, more small point spreads. And the Friday games, you look, and I'm sure for a lot of people, it's going to be looking at the board casual bettors and be like, give me the money line on everybody. Give me Alabama, give me Texas, give me Houston, give me Creighton. How is Princeton going to upset this team? It just kind of feels like at least one is losing. Like it's just, and that's like a knee jerk kind of a thing. That's not like a mathematical analysis, but like, yeah. You have this many big favorites on the same night. It's like, it's almost like who loses this money line parlay, or like who's actually going to get upset that we don't see coming. Texas is the obvious answer because the point spread is small. It's 4, 4.5. Do you think they're the most likely team playing Friday to get upset, or is there another upset that you like?
I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to go back to Nick's second game tonight there at the NYC. By the way, I like the Vols. I'm going to lay the chalk. I took them Tennessee -5.5. I think the Hootie Hoos, the glass slipper will no longer fit, and the pumpkin carriage shows up for Florida Atlantic in that game. Let me digress on your question there, Ken. And honestly, I think it's Miami. I think the Hurricanes are like at least a category 3 right now on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Yes, I have an advanced degree in meteorology, and I just geeked out with that little factoid. And this Miami team, you know, they got the one characteristic you always look for in teams that can make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Dynamite backcourts. And with Isaiah Wong, with Nigel Pack, they got that lethal 1-2 punch. And I think the biggest key in this game is the fact they don't turn the ball over because they have those supreme ball handlers. You look at the last 30 days, they've got an offensive turnover percentage rate of just 16.1%. And for Houston, they really thrive and excel on pressure, on creating transition opportunities, and on their second chance opportunities to boot. And I know that is also an area of strength for Miami, Omir especially, really getting after on the offensive glass. I mean, they're getting a second chance nearly 33% of the time over last month. So they can match Houston, I believe, strength for strength. And if they shackle the rock and they don't turn the ball over a whole lot, Houston is a pretty lousy offensive team because they're so reliant on those second and third chances. So if there is anybody that's going to spring the upset, I got my bankroll on Jim Larrañaga to pull the stunner and the shocker and prevent Houston from throwing a Final Four party in its own backyard.
Miami, by the way, plus 275 on the money line at our show sponsor, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, plus 7.5 in the game coming up tomorrow against the Cougs. You better you bet with Nick and Ken. Tremendous March Madness Thursday. Talking the NCAA tournament with our pal Brad Evans from Live on the Line Sports Betting Television Show, presented by BetMGM and Bally Sports. Brad on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, let's go to, let's stay in this region here and talk Texas and Xavier. We'll save the other region for the final question. Texas, about a 4.5 point favorite here against X. Gonna give it to you. 148.5 the total. How do you see it playing out, Texas and Xavier?
Yeah, I'm not with DMX and X gonna give it to you, as you mentioned. I'm actually gonna fade that narrative in that song in this instance. I'm gonna go with the Longhorns and the fight Matthew McConaughey's here. And I'm willing to play the bongos naked in honor of UT as a result. I mean, you look at Texas, a team that, they're kind of middle of the road and some of the offensive metrics that are out there. Last nine games, number 130 EFG offense, but I like Marcus Carr. And I love how Sir Jabari Rice has really elevated his game, really become a consistent scorer for this team. We know they're dynamite defensively, number 29 in EFG defense over the last 30 days, and they're forcing a boatload of turnovers in the process. Nearly 23% of opponent possessions has resulted in a miscue. Now, Xavier, oddly, has kind of flipped the script. A month ago, a team that could not defend worth a lick, and they were making everything in the Big East. They were so spectacular offensively with Nungi and Sule Boom and friends there on that roster, but they've actually defended better here of late, and their offense has come crashing back down. There is no team that is still alive in the NCAA tournament that has shot the ball more poorly from distance in this postseason than the Musketeers. I mean, they're only netting 31.2% on their three-point attempts here in the NCAA tournament. And in their last nine games, just number 77 in EFG offense, which, again, is very uncharacteristic of the team we saw throughout the entire season that was top 10 consistently in that category. So defending better. Offense, not nearly as lethal as we've seen. A decent rebounding team. They're going to hang with UT. That's why I'm playing Texas on a money line and taking the under on an alt total of 158.5 on that OGP at BetMGM at plus 105. That's the way I'm approaching and playing this game, building a little safety first with Texas just winning straight up and going with that elevated total on the under. But Xavier is just really a perplexing team right now, and I honestly have no idea what version is going to show up.
Brad, we only got like about 30 seconds left for the South region. Two big favorites, obviously, Alabama and Creighton. Is it as simple as both teams advance? What's your favorite bet from either of those games? We only got about 30 seconds left.
I'll lay the chalk with Creighton, which I last saw was at minus 10 or minus 9.5. I think they're going to, shatter the glass slipper Princeton there. Again, I love this team. I felt they were a Final Four dark horse. I wrote about it on ValleySports.com. Very balanced overall. Get after offensively, defensively, and the Tigers will have no answer for Ryan Kalkbrenner. And if you have legal player prop markets available in your state at the college ranks, Ryan Kalkbrenner over 15.5 points, yes and please.
Brad, we appreciate it. Fantastic job as always. Be sure to check out Live on the Line, presented by our friends over at BetMGM. Follow Brad on Twitter at Noisy Huevos and his work over at Bally Sports. My friend, best of luck with the bets coming up for this weekend, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Stack those greenbacks, boys! Mas tequila!
Yes, mas tequila. I don't even like tequila.
Yeah, bets tonight?
I'm a vodka guy.
Yeah, bets tonight? Of course.
Of course, was a very funny answer. Absolutely loved it. Coming up next, fantasy football takes an NFL free agency, courtesy of your boy, you know me, Nick Costos.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.